we think it will be the biggest boost for Ashford since International Rail arrived in the town in 1996. The current Junction 10 is under quite a lot of pressure. It's quite congested at peak times. And this new junction will take pressure off the existing Junction 10, but also it will open up avenues of investment and growth for Ashford that will bring new jobs and new homes and will just unlock the next chapter in Ashford's economic story.
And this isn't just affecting Ashford. This is obviously going to affect Kent because of the link with the M20. So how badly needed was this junction for the kind of the transport services in the county?
It'll bring jobs, it'll bring better infrastructure for local services, and it will help to maintain the quality of life of people living in and around Ashford. Without Junction 10A in place, there's a risk that future economic growth in the town would be constrained. So building that new junction and relieving that pressure is a real move forward for the town.
What would you kind of say to those that obviously might think, oh, this is a lot of disruption, but is it really going to make a difference?
Well, it'll be a large amount of extra capacity helping people to get in and out of Ashford. It will help to unlock extra development that's been waiting for those better traffic links to be there. And obviously, we'll work very hard to keep disruption to an absolute minimum. It's a new junction, it's a new road, so a lot of the work we'll be able to do away from the existing road network, but obviously the slip roads by definition will come right up to the M20 and meet the carriageway, so it's likely as work goes on that we will need to have some roadworks on the M20 itself, but we'll do everything we can to keep disruption to an absolute minimum throughout the project.
And so lastly then, sort of how long are we expecting this to kind of go on for?
We expect it will be a little over 2 years. We are hoping to have the new junction open to traffic with all roadworks taken away by about May 2020.